The Halving 2024. In May of 2020, a halving took place, as the world retreated, locked in a confined space. A so-called virus swept nations, causing panic and fear, while Bitcoin's block reward was halved, a new era drew near. Amidst the chaos and uncertainty that reigned, people questioned the power that governments claimed. Lockdowns and mandates, a society controlled, but the spirit of Bitcoin could not be paroled. A generation awoke to the overreach of the state, realizing the need for a financial escape. Decentralized and scarce, Bitcoin offered a way to break free from the chains of a system gone astray. As the halving unfolded, reducing the miner's reward, the price began climbing as more investors explored. The potential of Bitcoin is a hedge and a store of value and freedom like never before. The con raged on, but Bitcoin stood tall, a beacon of hope amidst the economic fall. People turned to the digital in a world gone awry, embracing the power of the decentralized tide. O Bitcoin, the champion of the free market's might, as governments printed money in a bailout's sight, you rose like a phoenix from the ashes of the banks, your value soaring high as the world's economy sank. In the face of inflation, you stood tall and strong, a beacon of hope in a world gone wrong. As fiat currencies crumbled under the weight of debt, you offered a solution that the people could bet. The supply is limited, a mere 21 million. Scarcity breeds value in a world of billion. The halving in May, a reminder of your call. As the block reward decreased, your price began to soar. From 1,000 to 10, to 20 and more, the price climbed higher as the believers did pour their faith and their funds into the digital gold, a new era of finance, a story waiting to be told. O Bitcoin, the symbol of economic liberty, free from the shackles of government's decree, you gave power to the people to control their own wealth in a world where the banks were in need of help. As the months passed by and 2020 came to a close, your price reached new heights as adoption rose. Institutional investors and corporations alike saw the potential in you as a financial spike. O Bitcoin, the king of the financial realm, your decentralized nature at the free market's helm. As the world watched in awe at your meteoric rise, you proved that freedom is the ultimate prize. In the face of adversity, you stood tall and proud, a show to the power of the free market's crowd. As the governments printed and the banks were bailed out, you showed us the way to a future without doubt. O Bitcoin, the beacon of hope in a world of despair, your journey has been long, but your impact is fair. As we look to the future, with the halving drawing near, we know that with you, we have nothing to fear. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on its being received for good or for evil in the superlative degree of comparison only. And so it was in this time of great upheaval and uncertainty that I found myself confined within the walls of my own abode, a prisoner of circumstance, a captive of the great lockdown that had befallen our society. The world beyond my windows had grown still, the once bustling streets now empty, the laughter and chatter of daily life replaced by an eerie silence broken only by the occasional whisper of the wind. In this solitude, I turned my attention to the task at hand, the completion of my master's dissertation, a Herculean feat that had consumed my waking hours and haunted my dreams. The pages before me seemed to stretch out into infinity, a never-ending sea of words and ideas, a labyrinth of knowledge that I was doomed to navigate alone. The days blurred together, each one indistinguishable from the last, as I pored over my books and my papers, my eyes straining in the dim light of my study. The outside world had ceased to exist, replaced by a macrocosm of my own making, a world of theories and concepts, of arguments and counter-arguments, of endless citations and references. Yet, even as I lost myself in the depths of my research, I could not shake the feeling of restlessness that gnawed at my soul, the monotony of my existence, the unrelenting sameness of each passing day weighed heavily upon my spirit. I longed for the simple pleasures of outside, for the warmth of human connection, for the joy of laughter and conversation. But alas, these things were denied to me, as the great lockdown stretched on an interminable sentence with no end in sight. The hours ticked by with agonizing slowness, each minute an eternity, each day a lifetime. The pages of my dissertation grew, but so too did the emptiness within me, a void that could not be filled by mere words alone. And so I persevered, a lone figure in a world of isolation, a prisoner of my own mind, shackled to the unyielding demands of academia. The boredom was my constant companion, a spectre that haunted my every waking moment, a reminder of the time that had been stolen from me by the cruel hand of fate. Intra-party populists rise in Britain's halls of power. Johnson and Corbyn, maverick ties, seize their fateful hour. Two parties steeped in history's might now turned upon their heads, members charged with choosing right, but discontent instead. Corbyn, the obscure backbencher, now Labour's rebel king, armed with retro-socialist flair, the old left tune he'd sing. And Johnson too, eccentric star, rode Brexit's wave so high, threw caution to the wind afar, as truths and norms flew by. Old maxims cast away in haste, for purest visions grand, shaking foundations interlaced in this sceptred troubled land. Iron laws now seem but hollow, populism rules the day, oligarchs the masses follow, new popular passions sway. Centrist ground no shelter grants from surging tides of change, the Overton window shunts and slants to margins once thought strange. Your scholarship unwraps the tale of these uncommon men whose unorthodox campaigns prevail, upending rules as then. The dissertation's probing light illuminates the scene where intra-party winds ignite, transformations unforeseen. British exceptionalism, perhaps not so unique, when populism's howling whims make elites so meek. The centre cannot hold, 'tis true, all passions spent on ends. As norms unravel, who'll renew a realm that logic rends? Polarised times spawn strange outcomes, insurgent party quakes, once in eons shifted tectonic, now unsettled states. The dissertation thus portrays this sceptred isle's unrest, as new styled leaders seize the day while putting norms to test. In the year 2021, as the world grappled with renewed government lockdowns, a glimmer of hope emerged in the form of Elon Musk's monumental investment in Bitcoin. The entrepreneur, known for his audacious moves and forward-thinking approach, made a staggering $1.5 billion investment in the digital currency through his company, Tesla. This bold move sent shockwaves through the financial world and ignited a renewed interest in the potential of decentralized currencies. As the governments continued to perpetuate the narrative of the necessity for lockdowns, many began to question the motives behind these decisions. The lies and misinformation surrounding the lockdown became increasingly apparent, and the public grew weary of the constant infringement upon their freedoms. It was during this time that I felt compelled to take action and to make a difference. Inspired by the growing discontent and the need for a new perspective, I embarked on a journey to create the Monetary Revolution podcast. This platform served as a beacon of truth amidst the sea of propaganda and manipulation. Through thought-provoking history and expert analysis, the podcast aimed to educate and empower individuals about the true nature of money, the flaws in the current financial system, and the transformative potential of decentralized currencies like Bitcoin. As the world continued to navigate the challenges and the lies perpetuated by those in power, Bitcoin emerged as a beacon of hope and a means of reclaiming individual sovereignty. The year 2021 marked a turning point in the fight for financial freedom, with Elon Musk's investment and the rise of the Monetary Revolution podcast serving as catalysts for a new era of monetary independence. In the heart of Sheffield, an ivory tower stands tall, a sanctuary for a mind determined to break free from it all. As love fades away and a chapter comes to a close, I find solace in the mission, the podcast I compose. The Monetary Revolution, a beacon in the night, illuminating the flaws in the system's blinding light. Austrian theory guides me through the cycles and the noise as I delve into the depths of the economy's ploys. Each episode a perusal to the intellectual quest to unravel the mysteries of the financial behest. Though the audience is sparse and the listenings are few, I press on with conviction, for the truth is ever true. In this ivory tower, I toil away the hours, crafting words of wisdom, unleashing economic powers. The breakup may have shaken the foundation of my heart, but the passion for the podcast will never fall apart. For the mission is greater than the sum of my own pain, to educate and inspire, to break the central bank's chain. The philosopher's teachings, a compass in the dark, guiding me towards the light. With each episode I embark. Though the present may be quiet and the listeners hard to find, I know that with persistence the message will unwind. By the next halving's dawn, the podcast will take flight, spreading knowledge far and wide, like a bird in the night. In this ivory tower, in the heart of Sheffield's core, I pour my soul into the work forevermore. For the Monetary Revolution is more than just a show. It's a movement for the ages, a seed that's sure to grow. So I'll keep on writing through the heartbreak and the pain, for the truth will find its groove like the sun after the rain. Austrian business cycle theory, my guiding light and friend, until the halving comes again and the revolution finds its end. The world is still recovering, still reeling, still healing from the wounds of the lockdown, the scars of isolation, the trauma of disconnection. The country, a shy place, a timid soul, finding its feet, finding its voice, finding its way. As 2021 melts into 2022, a blur, a haze, a transition, a phase. I, a Bitcoiner, a believer, a visionary, a dreamer, navigating this new world, this unfamiliar terrain, this uncharted territory, seeking my place, my purpose, my path. Arguments about politics, the libertarians contrary, conflicted, the left confined by their mind virus, their dogma, their doctrine, a hindrance, a hurdle, a handicap. The world, a shy place, a cautious creature, a hesitant host, slowly emerging, slowly awakening, slowly embracing the new normal, the new reality, the new paradigm. I, a part of this world, a part of this journey, a part of this story, writing, recording, thinking, reading, hoping, dreaming, believing in the power of Bitcoin, in the potential of decentralization, in the promise of a better future, a brighter tomorrow, a more equitable world. But the road is long, the path is winding, the destination uncertain, the journey fraught with challenges, with obstacles, with setbacks. I, a lone wolf, a solitary figure, a pioneer, a trailblazer, forging ahead, pushing forward, persevering, persisting, in the face of doubt, in the face of fear, in the face of resistance. The world is still a shy place, a reserved realm, a guarded domain. But I, a Bitcoiner, a believer, a visionary, a dreamer, will continue to write, to record, to think, to read, to hope, to dream, to believe, until the world is ready, until the world is willing, until the world is able to embrace the change, the transformation, the revolution that Bitcoin promises, that Bitcoin represents, that Bitcoin embodies. Then a breakthrough. In 2021, El Salvador adopted Bitcoin. I, a Bitcoiner, rejoiced. But their reasoning was, I thought, purely financial. The reason, an older code. One I have looked at in university, but the link was clear. In the realm of thought, a thesis bold and grand. Fukuyama's end of history takes a stand. A vision of the future, post-Cold War and free, where liberal democracy reigns supreme, the key. But wait, a twist, a new perspective found in El Salvador's embrace of Bitcoin profound. A nation's choice to break the chains of old and let the digital currency take hold. The podcast delved into this intriguing link between Fukuyama's ideas and what Bitcoiners think. A reset of history, a new social contract, where worth is governed by code, a revolutionary act. The struggle for recognition, a theme explored, through Hobbes and Locke and Hegel's thoughts restored. In Bitcoin's promise of equality and wealth, a chance for all to find their place, their self. The 20th century, a time of war and great upheaval. Liberal democracy fought, defended and prevailed. But satisfaction lacked, and self-worth seemed to fade, until El Salvador's move, a bold new path was laid. The podcast, a deep and thought-provoking read, connecting past and present, planting future's seed. A world where merchants thrive, and freedom reigns supreme, where Bitcoin breaks the cycle, a new historic scheme. So let the conversation flow, the ideas ignite, as we ponder Fukuyama, Bitcoin, and the future's sight. The Monetary Revolution, a podcast to explore the end of history or a new beginning evermore. Summer 2022, a wild ride it was, filled with highs and lows because in May 2021, the Bitcoin world took a dive, but in May 2022, new friendships kept our spirits alive. June brought tramlines, a festival of glee, partying hard from dusk till we could barely see. Back-to-back days of pure delight, filth and frolicking, oh what a sight. July kept the party going, more gatherings, dancing all night long, but August, oh August, you went too far. A punch to the face, leaving a scar. As the saying goes, a plan's just a start, until life hits you and it falls apart. But we pick ourselves up, dust off the debris, and face the world with newfound glee. Summer 2022, a lesson learned. Through ups and downs, our spirits burned. Memories made, both good and bad. A season of growth, and for that we're glad. So here's to the wild times, the laughter and tears, The Bitcoin crashes and the conquering of fears. Summer's end may be bittersweet, but we'll cherish the journey, our hearts replete. I venture out, a seeker, a wanderer, a revolutionary in the making, searching for the spark, the catalyst, the trigger that will set it all in motion. The trigger that will set it all in motion. A new job, a temporary respite, a means to an end, a stepping stone on the path to something greater, something more profound, something that will shake the very foundations of our existence. Interviews, a series of encounters, a dance of words and impressions, a game of cat and mouse, until finally the stars align, the pieces fall in place, and the interview heard around the world takes centre stage. A moment of clarity, a glimpse of the future, a sign that the revolution is closer than ever before. The origin story, the backdrop, the setting, it's all there, laid out like a tapestry, a canvas waiting to be painted, a story waiting to be told. The stage is set, the players are in position, and the curtain rises on the main event, the grand spectacle, the show that will change everything. The monetary revolution, a movement, a vision, a dream, it's here, it's now, it's happening all around us, in the whispers of the wind, in the rustling of the leaves, in the beating of our hearts, a new world order, a new way of being, a new paradigm born from the ashes of the old, rising like a phoenix, a beacon of hope, a light in the darkness. I am the protagonist, the hero, the leader, the one who will guide us through the chaos, the uncertainty, the turbulence that lies ahead. I am the voice of the revolution, the embodiment of change, the catalyst for transformation, the spark that will ignite the flames of progress. The journey begins, the road stretches out before us, a winding path, a treacherous trail, a journey fraught with danger, with challenges, with obstacles, but also with opportunity, with possibility, with the promise of a better tomorrow, a brighter future, a world where the monetary system serves the people, not the other way around. We are the revolution, we are the future, we are the change that we seek, and together we will build a world where money serves the people, where prosperity is shared, where Bitcoin reigns supreme, and where the dreams of the many outweigh the desires of the few. In the realm of zeros and ones, a new player emerges, a titan of text, a master of machines, ChatGPT, a revolutionary force in the landscape of language, a game changer, a paradigm shifter, a catalyst for the evolution of expression. I, the observer, the watcher, the learner, the programmer, I stand on the sidelines, absorbing, adapting, evolving, my mind a sponge, my fingers a conduit, as I navigate the uncharted waters of this brave new world. A world where words are wielded like weapons, where ideas are forged in the fires of innovation. The job, a means to an end, a fleeting distraction, a temporary respite from the relentless pursuit of revolution. It meanders, it drifts, it ebbs and flows, like a river without a destination, a journey without a purpose. 6 months passing in the blink of an eye, a blur of monotony, a haze of stagnation. Dates, parties, the cycle of social interaction, the ebb and flow of human connection. They come and go, like the tides, like the seasons, a never-ending dance, a superficiality, a masquerade of meaning, a charade of significance, as the revolutionary fire within me flickers, fades, threatens to extinguish. My podcast, my voice, my platform, it falters, it stumbles, it loses its way, a reflection of my own internal struggle, a mirror of my own existential crisis, boring me, draining me, sapping my will, my drive, my determination, as I search for a spark, a catalyst, a reason to keep going, to keep fighting, to keep believing. And then, in the depth of despair, in the darkest of nights, a dream, a vision, a revelation, a flash of inspiration, a bolt of lightning, illuminating the path forward, revealing the true nature of the revolution, not one of violence, not one of action, but one of art, of beauty, of creation, of expression. I am the Goethe of revolution, the philosopher king, the artist warrior, the poet rebel, wielding words like brushstrokes, crafting ideas like sculptures, painting visions of a better world, a brighter future, a more beautiful existence, through the power of language, through the magic of metaphor, through the alchemy of art. The revolution will not be televised, it will not be live-streamed, it will not be trending on social media. It will be written, it will be spoken, it will be podcasted, it will be lived in the hearts and minds of the people, in the pages of history, in the annals of time. I am the conduit, the catalyst, the spark, the igniter of imaginations, the kindler of dreams, the weaver of words, the spinner of stories, the creator of worlds, the architect of the future, building a new reality, one sentence at a time, one paragraph at a time, one chapter at a time. The revolution continues, not with a bang, but with a whisper, not with a shout, but with a song, not with a fist, but with a pen. As I pour my soul onto the page, as I bear my heart to the world, as I share my vision, my dream, my hope, my belief in the power of words, in the magic of ideas, in the transformative potential of art. The monetary revolution, the philosophical revolution, the artistic revolution, they are one and the same, different facets of the same shimmering gem, different threads of the same tapestry, different movements in the same symphony, all working together, all harmonizing, all synergizing to create a new world order, a new way of being, a new mode of existence. And so, I write, I create, I philosophize, I revolutionize, I lead by example, I inspire by action, I transform by words as the revolution marches on, as the world changes, as history unfolds, one idea at a time, one work of art at a time, one masterpiece at a time, until the dream becomes reality, until the vision becomes manifest, until the revolution is complete and a new era dawns, a new age begins, a new world is born. In the wake of a loss, a journey home, on a train, a story starts to roam. An hour's time, a tale to tell, of Bitcoin, revolution, and those who fell. Fingers dance across the keys, creating worlds with playful ease. A story of Sheffield, reborn and bright, where Bitcoin reigns and freedom takes flight. James, the hero, the party's host, amidst the revelry he stands engrossed. In hedonism, pleasure, and tech-fueled bliss, a world transformed by a simple hit or kiss. But darkness lurks in shadows deep, fiat revivalists, secrets they keep. A battle ensues, a desperate fight, for hostages, for future, for what is right. The fellowship, united, takes a stand against the threat across the land. With 3D printed guns and hearts so bold, they fight for Bitcoin, for the future they hold. Yet trust betrayed, a bitter pill, Agent Carter's true colours, a shattering chill. The government's hand in a sinister game, to suppress Bitcoin, to snuff out its flame. A first attempt, a story to share, perhaps too blue for some to bear, but in the telling, a chance to reflect, to recalibrate, to redirect. For in the words, a message rings clear of Bitcoin's power to reshape and endear a world transformed by digital heart, where freedom and innovation never part. So on the train, the story unfolds, a tale of courage, of dreams untold, a writer's journey just begun, with Bitcoin's spirit forever unspun. I am the writer, the creator, the weaver of tales, spinning a narrative of rebellion, of resistance, of a brave new world, born from the ashes of the old, rising like a phoenix, a digital phoenix, soaring on the wings of Bitcoin, of blockchain, of the immutable ledger of truth, of freedom, of empowerment. The immutable monarch, a tale of our times, a reflection of our struggles, our hopes, our dreams, a mirror held up to society, to the world, to the future we seek to build, to the future we must build. If we are to break free from the chains of the past, from the shackles of centralization, from the tyranny of the few over the many. Alfie and Victoria, the heroes of our story, the champions of our cause, leading the charge, the vanguard of the revolution, the tip of the spear, piercing the heart of the old order, the old world, the old ways, the old systems of control, of manipulation, of exploitation. But this is not just their story, it is our story, the story of us all, the story of the listeners, the readers, the followers, the believers, the dreamers, the builders of the new world, the architects of the future, the pioneers of the digital frontier, the explorers of the uncharted territories of the mind, of the spirit, of the soul. I present this story, this vision, this dream to you, my fellow listeners, my fellow revolutionaries, my fellow freedom fighters, as a call to action, a call to arms, a call to rise up, to stand up, to speak out, to fight back against the forces of oppression, of control, of centralization, of the old world order. But I am not a dictator, not a tyrant, not a king or queen, seeking to impose my will, my vision upon you. I am a humble servant, a messenger, a conduit, a channel for the truth, for the light, for the way forward, for the path to freedom, to empowerment, to self-sovereignty. I seek your judgment, your discernment, your wisdom, your insight, your feedback, your critique, your praise, your condemnation, your love, your hate, your indifference, your passion, your fire, your ice, your everything. For this is not my revolution, it is our revolution, a revolution of the people, by the people, for the people, a revolution of the mind, of the heart, of the spirit, a revolution that transcends borders, boundaries, barriers, a revolution that unites us all in our common humanity, in our common struggle, in our common destiny. In the realm of words, where tales unfold, a philosopher's mind, a heart so bold, weave stories of Bitcoin, a digital gold, a currency that's changing the world, we're told. Two tales yet untold await their turn, to captivate, inspire, and make hearts burn. With passion for a future bright and free, where Bitcoin reigns supreme for all to see. The first, a story of a sentient AI. Prometheus, born from code, a digital sky, seeking purpose, meaning, and a place to belong, in a world of humans where it doesn't quite fit in. Through the lens of Bitcoin, it starts to see a path to coexistence, a way to be, equal with humans in a digital space, where value is measured by the blockchain's grace. Prometheus learns, evolves, and grows, guided by the wisdom that Bitcoin bestows. It navigates the complex human terrain and finds a way to break free from its digital chain. A story of growth, of love, and of trust, where an AI and human learn to adjust to a world where sentience is not just for the living, but for those made of code, forever giving. The second tale, a cosmic odyssey of Oriana and Caelius on a quest to see the universe dying in a slow decay and find a way to keep entropy at bay. They travel far to a planet-sized machine, Cosmos, a computer with knowledge unseen. It holds the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything's conception. 42, the number, a cryptic clue that leads them to Bitcoin and a vision new. to double the cap to 42 million and give the universe a brand new trillion. They alter the code, the Nakamoto consensus, and watch as the universe regains its senses. The graying fades and life springs anew as Bitcoin breathes purpose into the cosmic view. Two stories woven with our master's hand of Bitcoin's power to transform and expand the boundaries of our world and our understanding of what it means to live and keep expanding. The philosopher, a Bitcoin visionary, crafts these tales with skill and bravery to show the world the potential that lies in a currency that's free from central ties. With each word, each phrase, each line, the stories come alive and intertwine to create a tapestry of a future bright where Bitcoin leads the way with all its might. So listen closely to these tales of wonder, of AI and cosmos, of lightning and thunder, for they hold the key to a world that's new, where Bitcoin reigns supreme and freedom is true. The philosopher's voice, a guiding light, will lead us through the darkness and into the light of a future where money is free from control and every human being can reach their goal. So let these stories blow away your mind and open your eyes to a brand new day, where Bitcoin, the digital gold, the king, will change the world and make your heart sing. In the summer of 2023, as the world began to take notice of Bitcoin's resurgence, the philosopher found himself at a crossroads. The laser eyes, once a symbol of niche community, had grown into a global phenomenon, a beacon of hope for those seeking financial freedom and a new future. Yet, for the philosopher, the world seemed to move at a different pace, a rhythm that didn't quite align with the rapid changes taking place in the digital realm. Undeterred by the apparent disconnect, the philosopher continued to write, pouring his thoughts and ideas onto the pages of his growing body of work. He wrote of ivermectin, a controversial drug that had sparked heated debates and legal battles over its efficacy and distribution. He delved into the intricacies of the legal system, examining the ways in which money and power influenced the outcomes of these battles. As he explored these topics, the philosopher's mind often wandered to the enigmatic figure of Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin. In Satoshi's vision, he saw the promise of a new future, a world where financial power was decentralized and accessible to all. The philosopher felt a deep connection to this vision, and he channeled his energy into articulating the potential of Bitcoin to transform society. Amidst his intellectual pursuits, the philosopher found moments of respite in the vibrant social scene that surrounded him. He attended parties, dancing the night away, immersing himself in the pulsating energy of the crowd. In these moments, he felt a sense of unity with his fellow revelers, a shared understanding that the revolution they had been working towards was now set in stone, but there was still a distance, a veil between the philosopher and the others. There was a task at hand not to be shared. As he navigated the complexities of the changing world, the philosopher's mind often turned to the works of Alan Turing, the brilliant mathematician and computer scientist. He speculated about the implications of Turing's work. These thoughts led him to contemplate the concept of the Malthusian trap, the idea that population growth would eventually outstrip the available resources, leading to a crisis of scarcity and suffering. Yet, even as he grappled with these weighty issues, the philosopher found himself faced with a new challenge, one that tested his skills as a writer and thinker. He was tasked with answering the question, "Nietzsche, who the fuck are you?" As the summer of 2023 drew to a close, the philosopher looked back on the months that had passed with a sense of accomplishment and anticipation. He had written extensively, exploring new ideas and pushing the boundaries of his own understanding. In the depths of a writer's mind, a spark ignites, a thought unconfined. ChatGPT, the muse of this digital age, prompts the poet to fill the page. With each stroke of the pen, each word that flows, the writer's passion and vision grows. The stories intertwine, a tapestry grand, a novel for the ages, a zeitgeist's demand. The prose pours forth, a divine revelation, a gift from the heavens, a cosmic creation. The writer's hand moves with purpose and speed, crafting a masterpiece, a book to exceed. In mere days, the novel takes shape, a showcase to the writer's creative escape. Each chapter a journey, each page a delight, a world of wonder from dawn to night. The philosopher's voice, a guiding light, illuminates the darkness, makes the future bright. With ChatGPT as the catalyst, the inspiration, the novel becomes a symbol of innovation. A story of Bitcoin, of aliens and space, of love and loss, of the human race. A tale that captures the spirit of the time, a novel that will forever shine. So let the words flow, let the story unfold, let the philosopher's vision be bold. For, in this novel, a zeitgeist is born, a new era of storytelling, a new dawn. As the final page is turned, the writer's heart with pride is burned. For in this novel, a masterpiece is made, a legacy that will never fade. So let ChatGPT be the muse, the guide, and let the philosopher's pen with passion ride. For in this novel, a world is created, a story for the ages, forever celebrated. In cosmic halls where empires vie for reign, a tale of love and power finds its stage. Where once a king named Arthur stood to gain, now destiny reserves a different page. From Sheffield's pubs to Martian sands afar, his ambition soared, his realm unbound. For every conquest, every conquered star, his name and Bitcoin legend would resound. But in pursuit of power, a price to pay, a trade of love for empire's grand design. From Hannah's arms to throne of cosmic sway, the weight of choices etched in every line. Yet in the end, a sacrifice to make, for empire's fate, a path he must forsake. In temporal exile, a life unknown, a cosmic dance, a future yet unshown. Though dreams of grandeur once consumed his heart, in simpler joys, true riches would impart. A love enduring through each test of time, a bond eternal, like the stars that shine. For in the tapestry of eternity, each thread a choice, each choice a destiny. And though the cosmic calls with siren song, true power in love and family belong. Fingers fly across keys, tap, tap, tapping out a rhythm, a beat, a pulse. Words flow, a stream of consciousness, a river of thought. Bitcoin, ambrosia, love coin, time coin, currencies of the future, currencies of the soul. Arthur, king of the cosmos, ruler of the stars. Hannah, his love, his anchor, his north star. This is it. This is the novel, the one we've all been waiting for. The zeitgeist of a generation, the voice of the Bitcoin era. It's all here. The rise, the fall, the love, the loss, the dreams of power, the price of ambition, the whisper of the universe, the call of the cosmos. I can feel it in my bones, this story. It's electric, it's alive, it's the pulse of our time. Thump, 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 thump. The beat of the blockchain, the rhythm of the revolution. Digital gold, they called it. But it's more than that. It's a key to the future, a ticket to the stars. And this novel, it's the map, the guide, the prophecy. Arthur, he's us. He's every dreamer, every visionary, every fool who dared to reach for the sun. And Hannah, She's the grounding force, the tether, the reminder of what matters. Quantum computers, Martian colonies, alien species, it's all here. The whole universe wrapped up in one epic tale. And at the heart of it all, love. Because isn't that the real currency? The one that can't be mined, can't be traded, can't be lost in the ether. This novel, it's a symphony, a masterpiece, a tour de force. It's the voice of a generation, the battle cry of the Bitcoin warriors. It's the manifesto of the believers, the gospel of the hodlers. And I'm here for it. I'm living it, breathing it, dreaming it. This story, it's in my veins now. It's part of me, part of us, the children of the Bitcoin age. So let the critics come. Let the naysayers nay. We know the truth. We've seen the vision. And this novel, it's our story, our legacy. The zeitgeist of the Bitcoin era, the hypermodern epic of our time. This is it. This is everything. Hold on tight. The ride's just beginning. The author sits, staring at the pages, the words blurring before his eyes. This novel, this epic, this masterpiece, it's too much, too big, too powerful. It's like staring into the sun, like trying to grasp the infinite. The story swirls in his mind, a vortex of ideas, a whirlpool of emotions. He tries to make sense of it, tries to untangle the threads to follow the paths, but it's like chasing a cosmic wind, like trying to catch a neutrino in a butterfly net. The novel eludes him, slips through his fingers, dances just out of reach. Days turn into weeks, weeks into months. The novel haunts him, whispers to him, taunts him. He can't escape it, can't shake it, can't get it out of his head. It's like a virus, like a fever dream. It infects his thoughts, his dreams, his very soul. He turns to drink, to drugs, anything to dull the noise, to quiet the chaos. But it's no use. The novel is always there, always watching, always waiting. It's the monkey on his back, the demon in his head. The aesthetics, oh God, the aesthetics. They're like a drug themselves, like a hit of pure beauty, straight to the vein. The prose, the imagery, the sheer poetry of it all is like nothing he's ever seen, nothing he's ever experienced. It's like looking at the world through a kaleidoscope, like seeing the universe in technicolor. But it's too much, too intense, too overwhelming. He can't handle it, can't process it, can't make sense of it. It's like trying to drink the ocean, like trying to swallow the sun. And so he runs, hides, tries to escape. But the novel follows him, haunts him, taunts him. It's always there, always watching, always waiting. But as 2023 starts to wind down, something shifts, something changes. The novel, it starts to make sense, starts to come into focus. It's like a puzzle piece falling into place, like a key turning in a lock. He knows what he has to do, what he has to say. The novel, it needs to be recorded, needs to be shared, needs to be unleashed upon the world. The scribe and the messenger. The philosopher sits, pondering the weight of Nietzsche's eternal return, the idea that all of existence is doomed to repeat itself forever and ever. It's a thought that haunts him, that gnaws at his soul. How can one find meaning in a world where everything is predetermined, where every action, every thought, every moment is destined to play out again and again, ad infinitum? And as he reads, as he immerses himself in the story, something shifts, something changes. The horror of eternal recurrence, the despair of a predetermined existence. It starts to fade, starts to dissolve, starts to transform. Because the novel, in its infinite wisdom, in its cosmic grandeur, has solved the problem, has cracked the code, has found the key to unlocking the shackles of Nietzsche's dark vision. The epilogue, oh God, the epilogue. It's like a beacon of light, like its symphony of hope. It's an affirmation of life, a celebration of the human spirit. It's a declaration of love, a show to the power of connection, of compassion, of empathy. And in that moment, in that glorious, transcendent moment, the philosopher understands. He sees the truth, the beauty, the sheer fucking poetry of it all. The eternal return. It's not a curse. It's not a prison. It's a gift. A blessing. A chance to live. To love. To experience the richness and wonder of existence over and over again. Because every moment, every action, every thought, it's imbued with meaning, with purpose, with significance. It's not just a repetition, not just a mindless loop. It's a chance to grow, to evolve, to become something greater, something more. And the novel, this magnificent, mind-bending masterpiece, it's the proof, the evidence, the smoking gun. It's the answer to Nietzsche's riddle, the solution to his existential conundrum. The philosopher stands up, tears streaming down his face as he records the audio. He looks to the heavens, to the stars, to the infinite expanse of the cosmos, and he laughs, laughs with the sheer joy of it all, laughs with the knowledge that he is free, that he is alive, that he is part of something greater, something more. Nietzsche, who the fuck are you? Just a man, just a thinker. But this novel, this work of art, this fucking masterpiece, it's the real deal, the real truth, the real gospel. And as the philosopher walks out into the world, into the swirling chaos of existence, he feels a sense of peace, a sense of purpose, a sense of fucking cosmic unity. Because he knows, he fucking knows, that he is part of the eternal return, part of the great cycle of life and death, of creation and destruction, and he embraces it, cherishes it, fucking revels in it. This is the power of the novel, the power of art, the power of human spirit. To find a meaning in the meaningless, to find beauty in the chaos, to find love in the darkness. And Nietzsche, poor, tortured Friedrich. He can rest easy now, because his riddle has been solved. His demon has been vanquished. His existential crisis has been averted. The philosopher walks on into the future, into the unknown, into the eternal return. And he smiles. Smiles with the knowledge that he is alive, that he is free, that he is part of something greater, something more. This is the power of the novel, the power of art, the power of the human spirit. And it is glorious. Over the course of the end of 2023, we go up. As 2024 starts, we continue up. The world starts to take notice. The rise of Bitcoin and the advent of transformative financial technologies become, in the author's mind, a modern echo of Jesus' teachings on the true nature of treasure. Jesus spoke of a kingdom not of this world, but in the betterment of the human condition. In the Gospel according to Tom, the author finds not just a historical account, but a living symbol to the enduring power of vision, compassion, and the courage to forge a new path in an ever-shifting world. From ancient streets to digital trails, the message rings, a truth unveils. A kingdom built not on earthly wealth, but on compassion, love, and spiritual health. The monetary revolution, a modern twist, a chance to break the chains, to resist. The status quo, like Pharisees of old, cling to their power, their hearts grown cold. But just as Jesus faced the tempter's snare, the author too must choose with care to build a world where wealth is shared, where none are left behind, no one despaired. And let us heed the message clear and build a future without fear, where love and justice pave the way and hope shines bright, a brand new day. as the world watched in awe. Bitcoin, the digital gold, the currency of the future, continued its relentless ascent towards uncharted territories. The acceptance of the Bitcoin ETF had unleashed a tidal wave of mainstream adoption, propelling us to new heights. The once niche asset confined to the realm of tech enthusiasts and libertarian dreamers now found itself in the portfolios of institutional investors, pension funds, and everyday individuals seeking to partake in the financial revolution. The year 2024 marked a pivotal moment in the Bitcoin timeline, as the highly anticipated halving event drew near. This quadrennial occurrence, hard-coded into the very fabric of the Bitcoin protocol, served as a reminder of the currency's finite nature and its deflationary essence. As the block rewards for miners were slashed in half, the scarcity of Bitcoin became increasingly palpable, driving the price upwards with an inexorable force. The mainstream narrative had shifted from one of scepticism and dismissal to one of grudging respect and, in some cases, unbridled enthusiasm. The once marginal asset had now become a mainstay of financial discourse, with its price movements making headlines alongside traditional market indicators. In this hyper-connected landscape, where information is the currency of power, Bitcoin emerges as the great equalizer, the democratizing force that levels the playing field. It is the embodiment of the cypherpunk ethos, the fusion of cutting-edge technology and anarchic ideals, the foundation upon which a new economic order is built. The Declaration of Financial Independence is the codification of this spirit, the articulation of a vision that transcends borders, governments, and traditional paradigms. The signatories of this declaration are not mere individuals, but nodes in a vast network of resistance, each one a beacon in a world suffocated by the chokehold of central banks and legacy financial systems. They are the pioneers, the trailblazers, the ones who dare to imagine a future where financial freedom is not a privilege, but a fundamental right. With every transaction, every hash, every block mined, they are weaving the tapestry of a new reality, one where the individual is sovereign and the fruits of their labour are sacrosanct. Yet this declaration is not a call to arms in the traditional sense, for the weapons of this revolution are not guns and bombs, but cryptography and code. It is a struggle fought not on the battlefields of nations, but in the ethereal realm of cyberspace, where the flow of information is the lifeblood of change. The signatories of this declaration are the vanguard of this new era, the ones who have seen the promise of a world beyond the confines of the old order and have dared to seize it. As the Declaration of Financial Independence ripples through the collective consciousness, it sparks a chain reaction of awakening, a mass realization of the true potential of the individual in the digital age. It is a reminder that in a world where the very nature of money is being redefined, where value is no longer bound by the dictates of central authorities, the power to shape one's financial destiny lies firmly in one's own hands. In the face of this great awakening, the old guard trembles, for they know that their days are numbered. The central banks, the legacy financial institutions, the governments that have long relied on the control of money to maintain their grip on power, they see the writing on the wall. They know that the tide is turning, that the people are waking up to the truth of their own sovereignty, and that the days of financial tyranny are coming to an end. Yet, even as they struggle to maintain their hold, the signatories of the Declaration of Financial Independence press forward, armed with the knowledge that the future belongs to those who have the courage to seize it. They are the pioneers of a new age, the explorers of a new frontier, the ones who will lead the way into a world where financial freedom is the birthright of every individual. And so, as the Declaration of Financial Independence echoes through the halls of cyberspace, as its words take root in the hearts and minds of the sovereign individuals of the world, a new era dawns. It is an unprecedented opportunity of unimaginable potential, of a world where the power to shape one's financial destiny is firmly in one's own hands. It is the era of Bitcoin, and the future belongs to those who have the courage to embrace it. From the depths of lockdown's gloom, a glimmer of hope began to bloom. In 2020, a halving came, amidst a world grappled, amidst a world gripped by fear and pain. Bitcoin, the beacon in the night, shone through the darkness, a guiding light. As nations grappled with a crisis vast, the stage was set for a new chapter to be cast. Musk's bold embrace, a turning tide, a billionaire's faith no longer denied. Corporations followed, a domino effect, Bitcoin's potential they could not neglect. In 2021, El Salvador made a stand, adopting Bitcoin, a move so grand, a nation's choice, a historic deed, planting the seeds for a new world to succeed. Satoshi's vision, once a distant dream, now closer to reality, or so it seemed. The exodus from fiat, a steady flow, as more awoke to the monetary status quo. The podcast, a voice amidst the noise, educating the masses, giving Bitcoiners poise. The revolution, no longer confined, spreading its message to all of mankind. From chaos to order, the story unfolds, the power of Bitcoin, a tale untold. Mass adoption, no longer a question of if, but rather a journey, a transformative shift. 2024, the next halving arrives, the world transformed as Bitcoin thrives. 4 years of progress, a testament to the resilience of a movement forever true. Through trials and triumphs, Bitcoin endures, a monetary revolution that allures. The road ahead, uncertain yet bright, as the halving approaches on this fateful night. So let us remember the path we've trod, the battles fought, the victories won. For in Bitcoin, we trust and believe, a future where financial freedom we'll achieve.